Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe we're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light.
yes. Well, 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 my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, thank the Most High. Yes, thank the Most High. Shabbat Shalom. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, I'm back again for another episode. Another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Miam of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for this precious opportunity. Yes, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these precious words. Yes, these very, very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that for His cause, I have some very important things for Him, for the cause of His people, for the blessing of His people, for the strength of His people that I must do. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, for this cause, I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all again for listening. For indeed, the Most High has told me directly that I have for Him some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. Yes, anytime you seek to bring exceeding discretion, anytime you seek to bring exceeding discretion, yes, my brothers and sisters, regretfully, there are many who despise it. And they despise it, my brothers and sisters, because they refuse to accept that the Most High does declare in the earth, will declare in the earth, has promised to declare in the earth, a sense of oneness, my brothers and sisters, even in absolute. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the 45,000 denominations we see in this world, in 280 nations, are not a result of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Many of they, my brothers and sisters, would like to cause you to believe that in the multitude of these differences, you have a hope for peace. But my brothers and sisters, those who are wise know that is not the way of the One Most High. So again, the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me that for Him I have some very important things because of His people, the strength of His name. I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said I would have His protection. Yes, He told me directly that I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, He has told me directly that I must tell you things. Yes, that I indeed must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. As I would have you to know, my brothers and sisters, in the world in which we live today, yes, 45,000 denominations, 280 nations, 19 world religions. Who knows how many factions, my brothers and sisters, what men have called Judaism, how many factions of what men have called, quote-unquote, Christianity. How many factions, my brothers and sisters, what men have called, what, Islam, all claim to be Abrahamic in their faith. But my brothers and sisters, Abraham was told to seek the perfect will of Yah, to trust the Most High by faith that He would bring him unto the perfect will. The One Most High, and that would be the blessing of a people. Well, it's quite obvious that since Abraham was called to seek the perfect will of one, that those, my brothers and sisters, who are truly the sons and daughters of Abraham, must come to discern the will, pure, perfect will of the one. Nothing else, my brothers and sisters, is a blessing to our people. Nothing else, my brothers and sisters, is an acceptable gift unto the Most High. There's a what I would call a Mattatiah principle in the Hebrew mind, true Hebrew mind. Concept is Most High gives a gift that He might receive a gift. Scripture says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. in whom there's no variableness, nor sign or shadow of changing. Jacob, James 1:17. What does this mean? The answer is in the very first verses of the chapter. We are told if we are scattered among the many nations, we are not to become obliged or blinded about the multitude, but after the multitude of these contentious provocations. Scriptures tell us, though we may be gathered, may be scattered, gathered abroad, not yet gathered together. Among many provocative, contentious nations. By faith, I said faith in Yah beyond them all, we are still obligated to bring forth unto the Most High a perfect work. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a complete, pure, perfect work. A sense of common discretion, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the nations. Scriptures tell us we lack that discretion. Did you hear me? If we lack that discretion, we must ask of Yah. He renews the strength of his people. Scriptures actually tell us, my brothers and sisters, that we have choose to mock, disregard, blaspheme, insult in any way that oneness. Well, Book of Galatians, if we can say we call anything else but the conscience of Yah, the gospel, any lesser conscience, any polluted or perverse awareness. Scripture says, let that man be accursed. I know for a fact the Most High can lead you in such a way that he can teach you beyond every lie. I know that if we are steadfast and pure upon the words that he himself gives, he commands us in such a way that we can see beyond the illusions. Even my brothers and sisters, that our word from beginning to end becomes consistent. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time that we understand. I said it's time that we understand, my brothers and sisters, that all this confusion that we see in this world is not of the gift of the Holy Spirit. The scripture said, we be double-minded. How about not convicted unto the will of one? He said, let us not think we receive anything from Yah. Why? Because not seeking to give him the pure, perfect offering. The scripture said, we must be a renewing of our minds. We become an acceptable offering unto the Most High. Think about Romans. Romans 12. There'll be a renewing of the minds. How about a restoration of what the Most High himself, in the beginning, has prescribed and declared and foretold in advance that he will accept? Present your living body as a sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Yah. Well, like I said, the scriptures say you be double-minded. Your intent is not to bring forth a pure, perfect work. So let not that man think he receive anything from Yah. The book of Jacob, they called, the book of Yohanan, they called John. Messiah said, I made no request for the worldly. I made no request for those who would preserve corruption then. I made no request for those who would preserve the lies of this world, the half-truths of this world, but for those who seek the whole truth, that no man be an obstacle against the awakening of his brother. My brothers and sisters, he said he made no request for those who would be a veil then against the understanding of his brother. The Shema declares from the very beginning that we are all obliged to seek the Most High, to love him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might, therefore surely to seek all his will. Did you hear me? That no man's thought to be an obstacle to his brother. That's how we love love Yah. That's how we love our brother. Even as we desire, my brothers and sisters, our own salvation, we should seek it for one another. That, my brothers and sisters, is the covenant the Most High gave to his people. He says the utmost command of all. In fact, my brothers and sisters, that is the covenant. He didn't say anything less. I repeat, he did not say anything less. We must all seek, my brothers and sisters, the full, pure, perfect will of Yah. That we be an acceptable offering unto him. The Day of Atonement, all the people were to consecrate themselves. Seek the Most High. I didn't say consecrate themselves by themselves. The petition of the Most High is what was called the Days of All. Between Yom Teruah, Feast of Trumpets, Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. The Days of All, my brothers and sisters, each man was to seek the Most High. You see beyond all his error. The people might come together. And my brothers and sisters, it was ultimately demanded of the Most High, and certainly that the priest must have his mind and heart consecrated unto the pure will of Yah, else when the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah glory, came down upon the mercy seat of brothers and sisters, because of the plurality of his mind, he was slain. Well, my brothers and sisters, it was considered a great blessing, a thing in which to rejoice in Israel. Did you hear me? Considered a great thing, even a time of rejoicing in Israel, when the Shekinah glory came down upon the came down from on high upon the temple. In the Holy of Holies. And it was certain that the Most High had accepted the offering. The priest was able to finally walk out alive. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that it's kind of obvious that a lot of folks don't want to talk about all the precepts of the Day of Atonement. Simply because it means the Most High will not accept any double-mindedness. All the people were to pray together that they had overcome all their differences, because the Most High wanted the people at peace, reasoning together in him. And if they had not consecrated their hearts to hear, to humble themselves, to hear his pure, perfect word, it did not portend, my brothers and sisters, a good year. But if the people, my brothers and sisters, saw the Most High accepted the offering, it meant that there was an example of a measure of righteousness, acceptable righteousness among the people, that people might have an opportunity to continue to grow. So they might rightly be called the people of the One Most High. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that we live in a world, yes, we live in a world today, my brothers and sisters, that we got, like I say, 45,000 denominations. All of them claim it, everyone and each one claiming to be born again, claiming to be led of the Spirit. Well, like I said, the Holy Spirit, the goal of the Holy Spirit, think about it. People say, Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, desire to keep and maintain the preciousness of his pure and consecrated conscience in the earth. And he said to those he would reveal himself. He would petition the Father for the Spirit of truth for the sake of those. My brothers and sisters, will be true to his will. Did he say he would ask the Father for the Spirit for someone who had another agenda? My brothers and sisters, a lot of folks in this world don't even realize, after some of the multitude of differences, though there be so many contentions, they have not considered the need to exceed all these differences. And my brothers and sisters, I regret to say many have asked the Most High for his Spirit so they can be good Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, Catholics. Any one of the variant, my brothers and sisters, factions of what they call Hebrew Israelite Christianity. Wow. And most don't even realize that there were those who called themselves Christians hundreds of years before the birth of Messiah. Among the pagans, my brothers and sisters, they had a pagan sun god they called Christos. They also called him Jesus. Jesus Christos. Ah. Wow, listen to the Latins. They call this title. My brothers and sisters, that title did not originate with the birth of Messiah. That title, my brothers and sisters, originated among the heathen. And you need to ask the question, if they were willing, if the wicked misrepresentatives that were in Rome was willing to twist and try to take away from you the true name of the Messiah and his true title, that they perpetuate their lies, how many lies did they tell? It is truly important, my brothers and sisters, that we show love unto the Most High, to want to discern far better. I can simply tell you that on my website, hiddengospel.com, you might see the URL there in the chat, hiddengospel.com/early-church-origin. You will find much truth concerning this. Another article there called Tribulation 70 to 365 A.D. You want to know how it's all going to be, all these lies are going to be brought to an end. There's an article called The Secret City Prophecies. You need every bit of it. To know who, how you can find in the prophecies, how you can find the Messiah, Yeshua, in the Old Testament prophecies, what they call the Old Testament. How you can find him, under what title you can find him, that you might discern how he shall appear, what he shall do. Like I said, you need to really read closely, my brothers and sisters, that article on my website, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, hiddengospel.com/early-church-origin. Very, very, very important that you do. I can only say this, my brothers and sisters. We, like I said, in all these institutions, all these various forms after which men say that they are the sons of Abraham, I ask the question, how many by faith know to seek the Most High beyond all the confusion of this world? And believe me, Babylon had existed before Abraham. I say that Babylon is right. It was a result of a fall. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High said seek his perfect will. I mean, the only way you can seek the perfect will of Yah, you have to seek beyond all the world's illusions. And ask the Most High to reveal beyond all the lies and all the half-truths and the hasty conclusions, the aberrations come in the thoughts of men. He said that would be a blessing to the nations. That means, my brothers and sisters, after the multitude of these differences, we only discern what the Most High calls ultimately a curse. I said ultimately what the Most High calls a curse, a multitude of curses, damnations, divisions, my brothers and sisters, against divine vision, a multitude of diverse misoperatives, my brothers and sisters, that keep people from discerning the absolute truth of the One. Like I said, you really think these institutions all discern beyond their illusions? Do you think, my brothers and sisters, they can discern beyond the illusions of themselves? Do you think, my brothers and sisters, that they really have authority, any one of them, to declare what is wisdom beyond all the confusion of this world? Are they really the church, or have they been infiltrated? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures actually tell us that Messiah and his appearing. The scriptures actually tell us, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah is appearing, amazingly enough. He comes, did you hear me, to renew the strength of his people. In other words, to renew them as one, to grant them the kind of discretion and the standard by which they might reason together as one, transcended all the confusion of this world. As I said before, this multitude of differences we see in the world today is not a result of the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's not the result of, my brothers and sisters, that pure, perfect word that comes from above. It's not the result of that Spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, rebukes all sin, how about all error and every lie? What does the Scripture say concerning the Messiah? With the breath of his lips, how about the testimony of his mouth after the Spirit? Because he will not judge after what his eyes see. Now, what his ears hear, shall he slay and expose the wicked? How about every lawless testimony? 2 Thessalonians says that happens in the last days because there's been an infiltration of lies among your churches. Wicked men presiding over your churches, in your temples, my brothers and sisters, as if they were godly men, causing men to believe lies under a strong delusion that they prefer unrighteousness less than the fullness the Most High intends. Well, you need to ask the question, how shall this lie end? If we were truly, my brothers and sisters, all truly the children of the One Most High, we would cry out for the will of the One Most High, and we would cry out for, ask the Most High to restore to us what's necessary to be worthy, counted worthy unto the inheritance of our fathers. What I mean by the inheritance of our fathers? Don't the true children of the fathers, my brothers and sisters, cry out for, what was the desire of their ancient true fathers. Think about it. If we petition the Most High for the as children of Abraham for the inheritance of our fathers, we also petition for all that the ancient fathers anticipated. That as a people throughout the course of ages, throughout all Israel's generations, all they who were truly faithful beyond this world's confusion, Israel being a consecrated people, all who sought the truth of the Most High beyond all the illusions. Hey, we seek this, my brothers and sisters, under one common devotion, that we all be one, same page, 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11. In the name of the Most High, in the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, no division, all speaking the same thing, same understanding. Zephaniah 3:13 says the remnant of Israel, true Israel, will speak no lies, do no iniquity, and will have none to harm them, none to dissuade in the midst. Okay, well, then what does it mean about when we look around and we see people calling and saying that they are Israel today and say they are the remnant, but we see so many infiltrations and illusions in their midst? That's why Scripture says a remnant of Israel that you're hearing, brothers and sisters, a remnant of Israel shall survive all the massive illusions. And it's the Most High, the Scriptures say in the first chapter of Isaiah. It's the Most High, my brothers and sisters, who will preserve and restore. Did you hear what I'm saying? Or how about raise up a preserved remnant to become true unto Him, that will reason together with Him, that they eat of the good of the land. But He said all else will be delivered to the sword. This the Most High has promised. Read the first chapter, my brothers and sisters, of Isaiah, and understand. He doesn't want any vain offering, my brothers and sisters. I know a lot of folks say keep the Sabbath, the feast days, blah, blah, blah. But my brothers and sisters, if in these times you don't seek the whole pure truth of the Most High, you haven't kept a holy day. He said we must love Him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. Him. I didn't say the variant misrepresentations of Him that come as a result of false prophets who won't teach you the whole truth. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to examine the Scriptures closely. Very, very closely. Isaiah 49. Let me see if I can take us over to those Scriptures very quickly. Something very powerful that needs to be looked at there. Might be shocked at what you realize they actually mean. Like I said, I need to look at Isaiah 49. Maybe perhaps look a little bit at Isaiah 48 first. I did say Isaiah 48 first. The Scriptures. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to be said about this. Many will find that it'll be a lot more to be said about this, because it sounds like a shocking statement to make, but it's the truth. Isaiah 48. I said Isaiah 48. Scripture says, speaks about the Most High, it's spoken concerning His people. If He says that about Israel, believe me, my brothers and sisters, it's definitely the case then throughout the world. Isaiah 48 chapter. But the Most High says, hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which is called by the name of Israel. Come forth out of the loins of Judah, waters of Judah. Swear by the name of the Most High, and made mention, the Holy One of Israel. In other words, made mention here means they've invoked an oath in His name. The Scripture said, but not in truth nor in righteousness. There's a need for some redemption still. If not in truth nor in righteousness, that's why the people are not one. They call themselves of the holy city, saying they already have an inheritance in the holy city, and they trust, they stay upon the God of Israel, so they say. The Lord of hosts is His name. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, declared former things from the beginning. Not all have remembered, my brothers and sisters. Went forth out of His mouth, He said, and He showed them, and suddenly they came to pass. Have all anticipated all the things that He promised of old? He said, because I knew that you were obstinate your neck and iron sinew and thy brow brass. That sounds like somebody who walks still yet after the flesh. And these things he said I declared from the beginning to thee, before it came to pass, I showed it. Well, my brothers and sisters, why is it so few seem to see the full culmination of the scenario that's painted in the scripture that will bring it into confusion? You ever stop to consider the leaders use confusion as a tool to continue to exploit the people? Most High said that he's going to show these things, has shown these things. And if anyone showed them to you, it would be the Most High who would. He said he showed them, lest men should say, my idol. How about the false teachers have done them? And my graven images, in other words, the imagination after the imagination, these things came to pass after the imagination of their own heart. My molten image. It's by the imagination that these things were commanded. No. Most High said it in advance. See, thou hast heard and seen all this, will you not declare it? I've shown thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. Wow. Most High said when he sends Messiah, he's going to declare not only what has been said, but things that they had not known and bring them to pass. Well, I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters. What's the scripture say? Most High is reproving his people. I need to move through some of this swiftly, because I got a lot to say about it. Look at 48 and 8. Yea, thou heardest not, yea, thou knewest not. Yea, from the time that thine ears was not open, for I knew that you would deal treacherously, and what's called a transgressor from the womb. These are actually words where Messiah is reproving his people. Did you hear me? For all the multitude of illusions that exist among them, that they should have sought beyond. Shocking truth, my brothers and sisters. So he says, for his name's sake, that his name might not be polluted. He said, for my name's sake, will I defer mine anger. In other words, he's going to grant his people a moment to get it together. He said, for my praise, for my honor, will I refrain for thee. In other words, refrain from exacting his anger. That I not cut thee off. In other words, that he not obliterate all after whom with whom he is angered. So, behold, I refine thee, but not with silver. I've chosen thee in a furnace of affliction. Malachi said he's refined his people as gold and silver is refined. In other words, till there's nothing left but the pure silver. It's pure gold. You look at those verses very closely. Chosen in the furnace of affliction. Like I said, the rocks from which the silver, gold, is molten. Or let's just say the rocks from which they are intermingled. They oftentimes sought to melt. I guess some would say smelt these rocks. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? In which the gold and silver was contained. And gold and silver having a particular melting point. Gold a particularly lower. Upon being heated, finally remains. Being sifted is the purest gold. Nothing else intermingled. He said, for my own sake, I would do it. For my own sake, even my own sake, I would do it. He wants only the purest, my brothers and sisters, offering unto himself. No lies among them. So how shall my name be polluted? He said, I'll not give my glory to another. Only a pure people, my brothers and sisters, shall represent him. Again, we talked going through the 48th chapter, talks about Messiah and say, who is there among you who can declare these things, who can see beyond all these illusions? Most High has loved him, that he may do divine will against Babylon. How about destroy all the confusion? Scripture says he comes to him from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. From the time that it was, there am I. To show men again the way that they should go, the way that was declared from the beginning. The Most High sent him with his spirit, saying, oh, that you had kept and preserved his commandments, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. Dare men say they've kept his commandments after some 45,000 different forms of rulership, denominations, 280 nations, all the variant imaginations of men? Dare men say that it was his commandments that they kept? They kept his commandments, my brothers and sisters, without the pollution of the world or any of the half-hearted, hasty conclusions of men. All these differences would not exist. So let us consider what it means when the scriptures finally say that Messiah, they will say in Isaiah 48:22, there's no peace to the lawless. How can there be peace, my brothers and sisters, when everyone's walking after their own ideals, their own rule? Everybody interpret the scriptures however they will. Therefore, the scripture says Messiah will come and say, what? Get the point, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 48 chapter. We need to compare these verses also back to Isaiah 41. 48:22 says, no peace is the Most High unto the wicked. That means anyone who walks after any lesser conscience than that which the Most High reveals. Most High told me directly that man subject to any lesser conscience is in trouble. It is tribulation. It is not peace. There's only one Savior. Peace, my brothers and sisters, wherein those who would walk after the truth. That should say all their adversaries, all those who would be their adversaries, are subdued. And that is according to the conscience of him, my brothers and sisters, who should be the guide of us all. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'll put this to your mind. Listen to what it says. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and read these words. I think it's preferential that I should. I'll read these words to you from the Aramaic text. And you'll notice if you check out my website, and check out the intro to the show, and on various occasions I mentioned what is called the Holy Bible from the Ancient Eastern Text. I believe that comparing the words that are there in Isaiah 49, Isaiah 45, to Isaiah 41, 40, 40, 40 going to 41 and 42 to realize who is really being spoken about in Isaiah 49. We might, if we seek the Most High with humility of heart, realize, our brothers and sisters, who ancient Israel looked forward to as the appearing of the Messiah. The Savior who would raise the conscience of men. In fact, Isaiah 35 talks about him. It says he's called God the Avenger, God the Savior, if you will. Come to open the eyes of the blind, they shall see, and the ears be unstopped. We need to look at that scripture too, and we will in just a moment. He says in 49:1, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O ye nations. Most High call me from afar. How about from a nation far off? In other words, get my point, Israel. Latter days, scripture says in Hosea 11:5-12, he comes from a nation to the west. Isaiah 24:10-16, all the texts used in the Dead Sea Scrolls says he comes from the west. Again, I can tell you there are many prophecies. You look at my website, hiddengospel.com, the Secret City Prophecies, talks about a nation to the west, a nation of many nations. It talks about, my brothers and sisters, in the prophecies, and I can tell you, if you look at the website, you'll find out where they are. A mighty nation far away to the west, some would say symbolized by a great eagle. Actually, my brothers and sisters, the name of what's called the Chief of Nations, you might be surprised, but notice that a lot of people in upper African territory don't call Americans Americans. They call them Amalekans with an L rather than an R. But the scripture says in the last day the chief of nations is Amalek. put it together in your own mind. Realize what this means. So there's going to be somebody, my brothers and sisters, according to Numbers 24:14-19, called the start of Jacob. Says he will destroy whoever it is seek to preserve the perversions. That's what it really means. Confusion. It is at a particular city that's a mimic of a whole world. Why didn't they tell you about that prophecy, my brothers and sisters? Like I said, read Secret City Prophecies at HiddenGospel.com. He says, calling from afar, from the womb. 5:26 says, a great nation afar, far away. And one called the name of the Most High comes from afar, a mighty nation afar off. Read it for yourself. He says, called him from the womb and from the body of his mother. As the Most High made mention of his name, called him by name. Unto a purpose, my brothers and sisters. In ancient Israel, the scripture said, those who believed in his name, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. You think about what it means. Names had reason, had purpose. They declared the purpose of a soul. Well, the scriptures are saying then those who believe in his name, since his name amongst his meaning is he who will deliver his people from their sins, means he will deliver them from whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, that they have trusted in and thought it wise. That was only the folly of men. It means he will deliver his people, my brothers and sisters, from all the folly after which they have erred and thought it was wise. You understand that if we read closely, Isaiah 44, going into 45, we understand that if we read closely, third and fourth chapters of 1 Corinthians, because if any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool, that he may become wise. They did not consider themselves so wise before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. I said, and then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Scriptures compare so much to Isaiah 44:20-45:6. Concerning the one, the scripture says, because man's imagination or sense of discretion has become dull, they have not discerned what they have trusted with their right hand. Called a relationship. Taken, let's just say, association with in this world. Have not discerned how much of it has been falsehood. Most I say he sends a chosen shepherd to guide his people. Yes, my brothers and sisters. A shepherd who will establish Jerusalem, a city of peace, upon a firm foundation. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, his kingdom was called Kurdistan for a reason. Scripture says that one is the one whom, for whom Most High make the crooked places straight, in other words, show him past all the illusions, that he might show his people the same, that they recognize one Savior, one standard, one hope for peace. From the rising sun of the west across the whole world. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, prophecy is just like really are related in an Armageddon-like experience. They call it also Harisheth of the Gentiles in Judges 4. It's called the city called Harris. If you look it up in Jeremiah, Kir Harris means the city of Harris. Isaiah 19:18-25 called the city of destruction, called it Harris again. Isaiah 16th chapter called it Harisheth of the same kind of context, Kir Harisheth, city of Harris. Some texts call it the city of Moab, Ar of Moab. Isaiah 16. Aramaic says he will send the son of the ruler from the rock city of the wilderness to the mount of the daughter of Zion, like a bird that changes its nest. It says when this happens. Concerning the city, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says Zephaniah shall be destroyed, for the righteous Lord was in the midst, but men misled after the minds of the, let's just say, misguidance of the wicked. False rulers will know no shame before his testimony. They should have. He said, the just Lord. How about the righteous Lord is in the midst? Lord of righteousness. Sounds familiar now, Jeremiah 23. Is there in the midst of the city? Men will not discern their shame before him. My brothers and sisters, he said because of this, he would, his indignation would be against all the nations. We talked about this on last evening. Obviously, because of this one who the scripture says shall not fail. Morning by morning, the scripture says he brings his justice to light. Not a fallen testimony. Say, being warned, the people are not listening, my brothers and sisters. Most High will do what he has to do to get people's attention. Same scenario, if you understand it, is Revelation 6:12, when they talk about a great earthquake, and it's really the earthquake that happens at that city, where it will shake the foundation of the whole world. Kings of the earth running for cover, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb, him who sits on the throne. One called the angel from the rising sun. Angel, Melech, same word, king. Messenger from the rising sun. How about king of the east? Look at Revelation 16:12-21. He has the seal, the confirming seal of the Most High. He has the testimony, because the Most High doesn't sign his name on anything, my brothers and sisters, any contract that he himself did not write. He said, talking about writing his laws upon the minds and hearts of his people. Well, he's first going to write that upon that servant called the angel from the rising sun, the king of the east. Revelation 16:12 comes, speaks of. Well, what are we talking about here? Revelation 16:12 talks about an Armageddon-like experience. Those who know that Herod shed the Gentiles at the heels of Megiddo was a territory where the Most High showed the folly of all the rulers and established himself as omnipotent above all. It says that all the rulers will be gathered to that place. You really read Zephaniah 2:15-3:6. You find the same thing. He's going to gather the rulers to that place to pour his indignation upon them. When he exposes them all in their unrighteousness, shows that the robes that they've worn to disguise their wickedness, he says, blessed are they who keep their garments, that they walk, lest they walk naked and men see their shame. The same idea is also in Malachi. Malachi, look around 2:16. The scripture talks about, let no man seek to hide his iniquity in his robe. He's talking about the priest. Look at Malachi 2:1. Let no man seek to hide the fact that he, let's just say, he has been far from righteous under the disguise of wearing a so-called priestly robe. No man does this after the spirit of the Most High, the scriptures speak of. We go on a little bit further, and the scriptures talk about how the rulers have said, I repeat, how the rulers have said, that everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Most High, and he delights in such. 45,000 denominations all saying something different, and the Most High is supposed to be pleased with it. He sends a messenger of the covenant who will indeed judge the people after righteous judgments. Restoring righteousness as of old in former years. That's renewing of the people. That's renewing of their strength. Think about what it really means then here, my brothers and sisters, what we're get about to talk about in a moment. It says in 1:12-14, Yohanan, John, those who believed in him and gave them power to become sons of Yah. Did you hear me, brothers and sisters? It said, not after the will of the flesh, nor the will of men, nor the will of blood, but born of Yah, that's born again. Get the point, my brothers and sisters. Those who believe in him and gave them power, he gives them power to see beyond all the misconceits of all the rulers. Did you hear me? He gives them power, discretion, strength beyond all the provocative misguidances of all the nations, that men might become truly again, my brothers and sisters, restored as his people. He said he would write, describe. How about elucidate? How about explain his laws, himself, upon the minds and hearts of his people? They be his people, redeemed. We say he gave them power to become sons of Yah, my brothers and sisters. He grants them discretion beyond all the rulers, beyond what ordinary eyes see and ordinary ears hear, after the variant misconceits of men. It did not say, my brothers and sisters, that men could truly proclaim themselves before the time born again, until this one appears, until it is proven that they are willing to accept fully his testimony. I am going to give myself a little bit more time. It might sound like a shocking word to many, but it needs to be explained. I see there's somebody in queue that has their hand raised in 336 exchange. I'm going to do what I can real quick to give myself a little bit more time. If you hold on a moment, I will be taking calls. Here we go. Let me make this. Here we go. All right. Looks like I got a bit more time. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures I'm going to show you in Isaiah 49, scripture there that alludes to what was already said earlier by the prophet of Isaiah, Yeshayahu, and Isaiah 45, also found in Isaiah 45. Same context also in Isaiah 41. Really need to read 41 through 42. How about, well, particularly in this case, how about 40 through 41? Also realizing that 42, 1 through 4 are alluded to it in Matthew, 12 and 18. Gives you a strong idea, my brothers and sisters, who Messiah is. Who it is, my brothers and sisters, that the early church was looking forward to. Those who became the early church were looking forward to as the Messiah. Especially those among Israel. That was a word of gospel, my brothers and sisters, an exceeding word that the polytheist nations were not prepared or did not wish, especially among the rulers, to hear. But it talks about one, my brothers and sisters, who exposed all the unrighteousness of all those who misrepresent, even the unrighteousness of all those who would not declare his testimony. Well, let's look quickly, my brothers and sisters, at, again, Isaiah 49, and look and notice what it says. Notice closely, my brother, and says, listen to what it's saying. So this one will come saying, he's made my mouth like a sharp sword. And many of you understand, what is it, Hebrews 4:12? Word of Yah, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to tell the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow, able to discern the thoughts and intents of the hearts. So it speaks about how Messiah discerns the hearts. I want you to think about it. A sharp sword. How about an absolute word? Hey, my brothers and sisters, I said an absolute word that would declare quickly whether a man seeks fully the righteousness of Yah or not. It also, my brothers and sisters, cuts both ways, because there are many who seek after righteousness, but doesn't mean that they have attained fully with all that is righteousness. Say, judgment begins at the house of Yah. Did you hear me? Judgment begins at the house of Yah. And it says the righteous, or those who seek after righteousness, only scarcely be saved. Oh, did you catch that? It said if the righteous, how about those who have a heart for righteousness, the fullness of divine will to please him in all things, only scarcely be saved. Fear they that find the path. I'll tell you, my brother and sister, even fewer are they who walk it fully. Many are dissuaded, deceived after false prophets won't teach you everything. Because you believe that insufficiency is enough to agree when it's only purity and completion that offers one choice. Well, we ought to be wiser than that, to know that there's a wisdom beyond all, and to seek the Most High by faith, knowing that there's a wisdom beyond all, trusting him to be God to show us beyond all the illusions. But look at this scripture closely. He said, made my mouth like a sharp sword. Messiah is called Revelation 19. And you can read 19:11 through 21. And he calls him the word of Yah. Out of his mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword with which he should smite. How about reprove all the nations? He disciplined all the nations with a rod of iron. How about a strong discipline? Unshaking discipline, my brothers and sisters, because the Most High will only accept the people who will seek him in all his will. Because believe me, there's a strong foundation necessary to prepare for all that will be taught when man receives, get this, updates through the course of the millennial reign. There's a reason why the scriptures talk about it, Zechariah 14th chapter. It talks about people coming from year to year to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Well, let me tell you something. Why did it say Feast of Tabernacles? Why did it not say Passover? You ever considered, my brothers and sisters, from Yom Teruah? Feast of Trumpets to Day of Atonement, and the days of all, the days of seeking the greater wisdom of Yah, that the people might be one, atoned, and acceptable unto him. Unto that time, into the Feast of Tabernacles, there's a preparation. Is it talking about only the Feast of Tabernacles? Think about it. A time in which the peoples are calm, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of all the nations, that all might receive updates to, let's just say, no one threaten the peace with their little bits of knowledge. It says an increase of his government. How about the wisdom that creates, finally, my brothers and sisters, the higher state of conscience of which the scripture says at the end of the millennial reign. It talks about how the Son will give the kingdom over to the Father be all in all, and the tabernacle of Yah be with men. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about an increasing wisdom during the course of that time to prepare for that new heaven, new earth, fully restored, with no curse, no divisions in it. Absolutely. How many of us are prepared to think in that wise? Rulers dare to talk about everybody being prepared now, being born again fully now, as if they're so sure before the time, something won't be warned against. Hey, 1 Corinthians 4:5, let no man consider himself so wise before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. That's really what it means. Read Isaiah 52:15-53:1 and understand. Kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that was they are not considered. How about one who is not, after, let's just say, the fallen vision of men, for he is the son of Yah. Go back and look at Isaiah 52 real closely. What it really means, they put down there, he's marred more than any son. No, he's more revolutionary than any son of man. This is the son of Yah. This is the one whom Most High has taught. The men should look to him and say, behold my servant, my elect, my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. How about he sees with a superior vision? Shall not fail nor be discouraged, he said, just in there is an isle shall wait for his laws, to see what they had not seen. How about Hebrews 5th chapter? Scripture says, and if you look at it in the Aramaic, it actually reads, say he grew to become perfect, became author of life everlasting to those who obey him. He petitioned the Most High with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. He had to grow. And verily, for the greatness of his godly fear, reverence, he was heard. Became author of life everlasting to those who believe in him. What is the scripture saying concerning Messiah? Let's look at these verses again. Messiah will come forth and say, he is made. Oh, he has made. I see a graduation here. He's made my mouth like a sharp sword. Isaiah 51:5 says he will come forth saying, morning by morning, there's a progression, a growing. Morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I have not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word. How about to strengthen the weary, those whose discretion has been weak? He said, but have I no power to deliver? Behold, in my rebuke, I drive the seas. How about he shows discretion beyond all the mindscapes of the rulers? Puts them to open shame. He makes the heavens. How about those who rule over men? Sackcloth, shame, their covering. Wow. What is this saying, my brothers and sisters? This is someone who grew in discretion to see beyond the misconceits of man. What it said in Isaiah 50:1 again? You say, have to ask you, hey, you claim there's been a dissolving of my covenant? Is that because you forgot it? Why when I came, it said, when there no man, when I spoke, was there none to answer? It means, my brothers and sisters, the rulers hadn't prepared people for this one. You have to tell them, look to Abraham, your father, and Sarah, who conceived you. Remember something. Holy Spirit brings all things to remembrance. No lie in it. Prove all sin. How about all that is a result of man's having become wearied, indiscriminate, and spiritually weakened? Yes, something to think about, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 49:2. He says, made my mouth like a sharp sword, and the shadow of his hand as he hid me, and made me a chosen arrow. The word for chosen arrow is also the same thing he says, chosen bowman. And his quiver, has he hid me? Someone, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a very special instrument for his cause to expose Babylon. And he has said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I shall be glorified, and whom I shall be honored. Oh, how can they all honor him? Lest they all come to one standard. I've not said the sins of Jacob that I have labored in vain, nor that I spent my strength for naught, but surely my judgment is for the Most High, and my work before my Yah. Well, Isaiah 49:4, I need to compare that Isaiah 45:19-25, says Messiah did not tell people to look for him in the vanities of the earth. He alone declares righteousness. He declares the things that are right. Draw near to him and be saved, all the ends of the earth. Sounds like the same verses here. Speaking of one called, if you look at the original title, look back far enough, you find he was called the Kurdi, the righteous one. The one called like righteous like the rising sun. Where Kurdi, Aramaic, you find the word Dinka. Hebrew, you find the word Samach. Greek, you find the word Anatoly. All these words means like someone who suddenly springs forth like the rising sun. Unexpectedly, suddenly like the rising sun. Scripture actually says he comes like the rising sun. comes unexpectedly. They put down the word Sophon. They put down north. There's a translation for Sophon. Isaiah 41:25. It means one who comes suddenly like the rising sun, and all the principles of the world will be suddenly exposed. Why didn't rulers tell you this? They come, he will expose them. Saying all those who had put these people in positions of power, he calls an abomination. Oh, but the Most High has an elect one. And nobody can bring forth a Savior but Yah. Why don't your leaders tell you this? People say, if anyone tells you, it's going to be the Most High himself. All my brothers and sisters, because they say, if none preach the gospel, fully what is the word from on high above all the rulers, and the fullness of his discretion. That's why this one comes. Sounds like the same one called the righteous one likened to the rising sun in Isaiah 41. We'll talk about that again in a moment. Seems like I have enough time. Isaiah 49:2, he's made my mouth like a sharp sword, and the shadow of his hand has hit me. He made me a polished shaft, and his quiver has he hidden me. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. 49:4, I'm talking about the King James Version now. It says, then I say I've labored in vain. I spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with the Most High, and my work is with my Yah. Some texts read it this way, my brothers and sisters. He said, I labored in vain. But now the Most High has become my strength. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? I mean, something to think about. What does it mean? This was someone, my brothers and sisters, who himself had to awaken. Scripture says he's called in Isaiah 35. Some texts say God the Avenger, God of vengeance, God the Savior has come to save you. Then the eyes of the blind should be opened. Many have trusted in them, my brothers and sisters, misconceit. Will have to awaken. If this one awakens, because the scripture says Most High has looked upon the sons of men, and what it really means in Psalm 14 and Psalm 53 is saw none who sought Yah enough. Think about it. Most High has looked upon the sons of men and saw there was none who did good, none not one, none who sought Yah, sought him completely beyond all else, that they might be delivered from all the misconceits of man. None righteous, none that does good, none that doesn't get the point, none seeking all his will, fully for all his will, to the dimension to which need be, no, not one, so that all are devoured by evildoers. You see, I've scattered the bones of hypocrites. It even goes on in Psalm 14, it says, who out of Zion will give salvation to Israel, and that day Israel shall be glad, blessed, made one. It means Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, to awaken a whole world, because before the Most High, he considers all having fallen short of the truth of the gospel. Wow. Not what the rulers wanted to tell you. Scripture said in advance they would not. Read Isaiah 41:21. Particularly the NASB translation makes it pretty clear. Rulers don't want to tell you that because they want you to buy their merchandise. Scripture says that's Babylonian merchandise. One day, according to Revelation 18, was kind of worthless. It means, my brothers and sisters, the same thing we find in Isaiah 40. He says, he counts all the nations. How about all that is created, all the various nations, like a drop in a bucket? You ever think about a drop in a bucket, my brothers? You ever try to pull it out? Worthless, my brothers and sisters. Does not accomplish his will. And think about it. The Most High is only going to certify what does. Period. In fact, when the scriptures talk about the sealing of his people, called by his name, what those scriptures are actually talking about, my brothers and sisters, that only those who will confirm all his will be worthy to survive the judgment when he destroys whatever misconceits that are in the minds and hearts of men. that have acted as an obstacle against the full discretion, his fullness of discretion that he is required as contained in all the law and the prophets, as a common and mutual sense of reason, as a standard, controlling body of knowledge, or hegemony, if you will, for all his people. He says he teaches his law. That means after his initial meaning. To know what's said, not know why, it is said is a missed point. That means, my brothers and sisters, he does not wish his people to be one, people who call upon his name in error. For his holy name's sake, my brothers and sisters, he said he must refine his people. That's the promise. How is it that so many sit back and say they're going to all these different denominations, they say, and they're preparing people for the one Most High, and they won't even tell you that he has to come to reprove them all? If they didn't teach that, they never taught you the faith. They taught you to trust an amalgam of worldly illusions. Most High told me, if you can believe that a multitude of contradictions is the work of his spirit, you cannot be his disciples. That means his disciples know that a multitude of contradictions cannot be true to him. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. I'm just trying to relate these things. Perhaps some of you might want to go back through the archives and listen again to these things again. Some people tell me I lay out a lot of bombs real swiftly. Some people can't recover quickly enough to catch on to the next phase. Well, hey, there's so much to be said about these things, line upon line, precept upon precept, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes it's necessary in the course of time, the time that's allowed. But let me move on, because I really had every intention to go through all of Isaiah 49, at least to relate all the other places that these same concepts are related. Maybe not with the same words. Definitely, my brothers and sisters, without question, the same spirit. Here we are. Isaiah 49:5. What it says? What does it say? Before we get to 49:5, this is okay. It says, surely my judgment is before the Most High, and my work before my Yah. Some texts say, I spend my strength for naught. Now the Most High has become my strength. Wow. Like the King James Version. I work with my God. Let's see. Let me move real quickly and look something real fast. One of the translations later says, my Yah has now become my strength. How about Isaiah 49:4? I'm looking at NASB. As surely the justice due to me is with the Most High, my reward is with my God. My Yah. It means, my brother says, his justice, his sense of discretion, is in harmony with the Most High. Much more to be said about that, and I want to get to that in a moment, too. Formed him from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him. How about to strengthen his people beyond all the misconceits of all the nations? So that Israel might be gathered to him. How about beyond all the misconceits of all the nations? Scripture says, nations shall wait for his law. He says, unto him shall all the nations seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Peace shall be glorious. How about beyond all the contentions of the nations? He said, he shall slay the wicked. He said, the wicked is the scepter of the rulers. And Isaiah 14:5. Wow. The wicked is the scepter of the rulers. How about the misrule? The lawless misrule of the leaders. Who dare to tell you that robbing the Most High, you can receive a reward. As if people say, let us do evil, the good may come. Another thing I wanted to look at quite a bit of Romans 3rd, 2nd through 3rd. Might be shocked at what it really says. That most, my brothers and sisters, rulers aren't going to tell you what it really says, what it's really saying there. Because if they would, my brothers and sisters, they would expose themselves. He says he has to expose all the misconceits of the nations. Most High called him from the womb to gain discretion to do so. That he become honorable in the sight of the Most High. And Isaiah 45, like I said, 49:5, say, my Yah has become my strength. There it is in 49:5 is King James. Now this is the Most High calling from the womb to be a servant. Bring Jacob back to him, though Israel be not gathered. But he comes to him to regather Israel. Yet shall be glorified, honorable in the eyes of the Most High. My Yah shall be my strength. Some scriptures say my Yah has become my strength. lighter thing, lighter task to bring up the tribes of Israel. Israel should know as a people they must be restored as one. But my brothers and sisters, your rulers have been more concerned about pulpits and thrones than they have about the reconciliation and healing of a people. And they have been curses against our people's full reconciliation, healing, and awakening. Curses against them, my brothers and sisters, arriving at the full strength of the Spirit. Because so many are so busy listening to doggone pastors. They won't listen to the Most High himself. And for this reason, the Most High has a controversy with his people. Read Hebrew. Well, how about Hosea 4? Most High has a controversy with his people. They're so busy listening to their leaders, they won't hearken to him. So the controversy, my brothers and sisters, because of their priests, causing them to forget the Most High. And my brothers and sisters, causing many children to be forsaken. Well, Most High promised the time when he would bring his people back. How many prepared to understand this? It says concerning this is a light thing, you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob. Restore the preserved of Israel. How about that remnant? It says in the last days come to pass, the Most High. All call upon the name of the Most High. How about who call upon his name according to what his name declares in terms of his purpose? To redeem his people beyond and deliver his people beyond all their sins. How about all the multitude of their misallegiances? Multitude of miscreant rulers among the nations who have divided our people. Except from the body of his mother, he made mention of his name. Most High called him in by name for a purpose. Read Micah 1:21. So I would give thee for a light to the nations. Ah, something to see beyond all the darkness. How about my brothers and sisters? Men might see that all the nations have actually been their rulers, have hid certain truths from men. And so much of what men have called light has only been darkness under the rule of those who hide the truth. That's why the scripture calls Messiah in Isaiah 41, comparing Isaiah 45. It talks about him in this wise, my brothers and sisters. What does it say? Think about it. He comes like the rising sun to cast out the darkness. Suddenly cast out the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. Show that so much of what the world called wise, light, to be folly. Even those, my brothers and sisters, who hid the truth from you. Scripture says when the Messiah appears, according to 1 Corinthians 4:5, say, let no man consider himself so wise after this world, after the divisions that are in it, lest he certainly be a fool. Let him consider himself, my brothers and sisters, foolish after all the world, that he might become wise. And then, the scripture says, when he comes to expose all these illusions, how about those who hide the truth from you, show you all the things they hid? He said, then shall every man heart of praise, how about honor? Yeah. How about beyond all the differences that are in this world? Did they tell you that in order to establish the kingdom of Yah, according to Daniel 2:44, he has to dissolve all the kingdoms of the earth? He said he would establish a kingdom in the days of all these diverse kings. Ooh. A kingdom that shall break in peace. How about dissolve, break in pieces? How about dissolve all the kingdoms of the earth? And that kingdom shall endure forever. They tell you in order to establish that one kingdom, all the kingdoms of the earth must be subdued. Isn't that the same thing that we find in Isaiah 41? We're going to look at that too in a moment. So what is it saying when you're talking about being born again? When it says, not of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but born of Yah. It means, my brothers and sisters, someone has to restore the strength of his people to see beyond all their differences, beyond all the misallegiances, all of which before the Most High are curses and sin. Earlier this week, I did a couple of shows called You Say Your Churches Are Curses. Need to understand that. A curse is a division. And the Most High, my brothers and sisters, well, one scripture in Aramaic reads it this way. We must examine ourselves to see if we are all of the same faith. How about the gospel from on high that's above all the nations, that proves all the nations foolish, that men might become wise? It says, we must examine ourselves to see if we are all of the same faith. And if not, we have been reprobates. Undisciplined. And my brothers and sisters, no undisciplined soul is worthy unto the kingdom of Yah. Messiah, in effect, was actually saying, your rights must exceed all the contentions that is your rulers. Wherever it is, they've denied the law and the prophets. else you shall not enter the kingdom of peace. When it says, and it come to pass in the last days, all those who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered, that means when Messiah is present. All those who call upon his name, when he reveals the truth, when he reveals the testimony, my brothers and sisters, that his name, that upon which his name seals it, confirms it, is absolute, is the will of Yah. Those who call upon his name, knowing that he is the embodiment of the word of Yah. Like I said, you write your name on a contract, confirm it and seal it with a name. Those who call upon his name, trust and believe this is the one whom the Most High has secured that he will accomplish what his name means. As if to say, what I've called you, you must become. Think about it, my brother and sister. We're talking about tribal instinct and consciousness. He said, and in Jerusalem, how about a city of peace? Is everyone prepared to have peace in that kingdom? Well, the Most High said all his people will be true to the truth, will be true to an absolute, will be true to righteousness. Are all prepared for this, my brothers and sisters? Well, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance unto a remnant whom the Most High himself has called. That was 308 caller. Looks like we may have missed him. A lot to talk about, and I know it's important that we do. If he's out there, if you're listening, still listening, call back. But I did intend to give you that moment. But I know there's a lot to be said, my brothers and sisters, in the time that it's allotted here. A lot for our people to recapture. The scripture says he restored the preserved of Israel, and also given to be a light to the nations, be a salvation to the ends of the earth. What does scripture say? One will come forth saying, Listen to me, O you isles. Hearken to me, O you nations. Keep silence before me, O you isles. Then my people renew their strength. How about Isaiah 40:27? Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Most High, and the justice due to me escapes the notice of my Yah? In other words, Israel was made, Most High made a promise with Israel. Meaning they're looking for the appearance of the Messiah. But it seems as if the reconciliation of a people, is that a forgotten thing? No, the Most High did not forget. Have you not heard the everlasting Yah, Holy One of Israel? Creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary. Creator of the ends of the earth, and he intends all the world from rising sun to the west be reconciled unto him. Creator of the ends of the earth does not become weary nor tired. He does not forget. There's no comprehension of all that is, no seeking of all that is understanding. So we should keep looking. He gives strength. How about he renews his people? How about the remembrance of all that they've forgotten? Holy Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. Even those things, my brothers and sisters, that this conscience of this generation has long forgotten. To him who lacks might, strength, power to see beyond all the blinding matrices of the rulers of the nations, he increases power, he increases strength. He says, them who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. I said, redeemed beyond all the false rulers of the nations, the false prophets whose testimony, my brothers and sisters, is not whole or true, the pure. So the youth, even the youth ones, physically, may grow weary, spiritually weak, and tired. And vigorous young men stumble badly. In other words, might be physically strong, but spiritually haven't forgotten so much. What's the scripture say in Isaiah 46 concerning Messiah? Remember this, O ye transgressors. Bring again to your mind. And show yourselves men, mature, strong again. In fact, my brothers and sisters, show yourselves spiritually discerning in a manner which the Most High is pleased. He says someone is going to come, he's going to judge all, my brothers and sisters, performing all that is divine pleasure. That one like a ravenous bird, swift bird, come to reclaim that all that is his own. even to perform all that is divine pleasure. How about redeeming this world unto Yah? Isaiah 46, 8 through 13. He gives strength to the weary. He restores the strength of his people, bringing them to remembrance what they forgot. Bringing them to spiritual strength and discretion, that they might discern, my brothers and sisters, the greater words of Yah, line upon line, precept upon precept. He says, yet those who wait for him, even though the young men may have stumbled badly, fallen far out of the path, how about under other rulers? Yet those who wait for the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the one whom the Most High sends, like it said in Malachi, the he for whom you are waiting, suddenly come to his temple, reproving all the rulers. They will wait for him to renew their strength, gain new strength. I'll be strengthened as, my brothers and sisters, the Most High foretold and promised that he would, that Israel and Judah shall again be one people, beyond all the nations and rulers that have misguided them. And they will not become weary. What about this scripture, my brothers and sisters? They will grow wings as eagles, the scripture says. They'll become strong. Well, what about this, my brothers and sisters? They shall walk and not become weary. Most High has given me the word, a word, to speak to the weary. And I'm not turning back the rebellious way. Morning by morning, to cause my ears to hear the teaching. Isaiah 49, going into 50 to 51 through 5. 50 to 50, first through 5th. Sound like the same, my brothers and sisters, strengthening his people. Bring his people back to him. How about re-strengthening his people? So he says, listen to me, O ye islands. Let my people renew their strength. Let them come near. Let them speak. Let them come together for judgment. Who has raised up this righteous one like the rising sun? So Most High said that he would do it. Isaiah, in the 46th chapter, says the same. Most High said he would raise up this one to bring his people, renew the strength, bring them to the memory of what they have forgotten. Say, who has raised up this righteous one like the rising sun? How about to re-strengthen the discretion of his people, make them spiritually strong as one? He calls them in righteousness to it. Who is it that calls him in righteousness to his feet? Who is he that delivers up nations before him? It's because of him, this one, to subdue even kings. Read Psalm 110. Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. He makes them his dust to his sword and the wind-driven shaft to his bow. Malachi, 4th chapter. So one called the angel from the rising sun. Or let's just say the sun of righteousness that arises. Messenger like the light. The rise like the rising sun. Will come with healing upon his lips to those who revere his name. Have them know that there's a reference point they must attain. He says, in the day of this one come, he says, you discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Discern what is the will of Yah, and say, the wicked should be under the ashes under the soles of your feet in the days that he should do it. Sound like the same verses to me. You say he gave makes the king like dust to his sword and driven stubble to his windshield and driven shaft, stubble to his bow. My brothers and sisters, these are the same scriptures that we see in Malachi, 4th chapter, compared to this, concerned to that 3rd chapter, talking about the Lord whom you seek, he for whom you are waiting, seek and wait the same. And he will pursue the kings, passing on safely by a way which he had not been traversing on his feet. In other words, his word should go before him to conquer the nations. He shall change a world with a word. Who is it that will perform and accomplish this? Call him forth. Declaring all these things from the generations of old, from the beginning. It says, I, the Most High, the first and the last, I am he. Read Isaiah 46, my brothers and sisters, understand what the Most High promised that he would do. Why have the rulers not told you? If they did tell you, my brothers and sisters, you would understand that you are to seek beyond them all. For the blessing of one another, whatever is missing, we must seek. That's a covenant. To show even now, my brothers and sisters, that we would, if granted the opportunity unto a restoration, preserve the peace. I wanted to go into tonight a bit of Romans 2nd to 3rd chapter. You might be surprised at what it's really saying, my brothers and sisters. I know that that might be something I have to leave for another time, relative to so much what's contained here in these scriptures, to let you know exactly what it is that was the anticipation of the ancient saints, not only concerning what Messiah did 2,000 years ago, what is prophesied that he comes to do in the latter days. And amidst those scriptures, we find prophecies that are definitely latter-day prophecies spoken at the mouth of the Apostle Shaul. But my brothers and sisters, the way they translated these things, for many I know, need to be decoded. Keep listening, my brothers and sisters. I anticipate, y'all willing, tomorrow evening to be able to
60.
Go quite a bit of that. To make some things quite plain, that the scriptures make it evident that the early church looked for Messiah's return in the latter day to restrengthen his people, knowing according to 2 Thessalonians, according to Daniel, so many other prophecies, that there'd be a falling away before he returns, and he would have to redeem his people, that again they'd indeed be born again. What did I mean by that? Acts 3:18 through 23. Messiah comes for the restitution of all things. When all spoken by the prophets since the world began. Most High spoke by the prophets since the world began. What does that mean? The scripture goes down in 3:18 through 23. Say, whoever will not hearken to that prophet will be cut off from among the people. Men may say today, after all these different institutions, perhaps they have received the Spirit, but does that mean that they have been fully redeemed beyond all the will of men? Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. We are to anticipate, my brothers and sisters, coming of him who will declare an absolute testimony. Because in that day, my brothers and sisters, we declare that absolute testimony. Then shall it be discerned, my brothers and sisters, who it is. Whose heart has been set upon strong enough foundation that when the greater truth is revealed, they are prepared to listen. These are they, my brothers and sisters, who became what we can call confirmed and sealed truly unto the zeal, revelation of the Holy Spirit.